2½ cups of tea made Daisy head for the downstairs cloakroom as soon as the tea party broke up. By the 8th month, she thought, she wasn't going to dare to move more than 100 yards from a lav. When she came out into the hall, no one was about. She decided to go up to her room and type up notes of what she could recall of Sir Harold's discourse. She was halfway up the stairs when Lady Tyndall and Jack came out of the drawing room. They didn't notice her. "Dearest," Lady Tyndall was saying, "it's not that I mind your being an engineer, if that will make you happy." She turned and took his hands. "You know I only want you to be happy."
"I know, Mother."
"But I will hate your living so far away. I thought once you were finished with school and university, you'd come home for good."
"Coventry's not far, not much more than 30 miles. I'll be able to buzz over at weekends."
"If your father will have you in the house. Oh, Jack, I've never known him so angry."
"I'm still his only son. But if he does disown me, I can earn my living doing what I love, instead of dying of boredom. You've no idea how I loathe the idea of spending my life worrying about pruning and late frosts and blossom rot and peach leaf curl, if that's what it's called. If the worst comes to the worst, you can always come and visit me in Coventry. I say, doesn't it strike you as rather funny?" Jack said gaily. "Instead of being sent to Coventry as a punishment, I'm being threatened with disinheritance if I go there."
Lady Tyndall burst into tears. "Jack, you're such a child still," she sobbed. "How can you know how you want to spend the rest of your life?" He hugged her.
"Wait till I show you round the factory, Mother. You'll see why I want to be part of it all. Maybe I'll even be able to take you up in a plane."
Daisy, though greatly tempted to linger and listen, had continued to tiptoe up the stairs and across the landing. She turned up the 3 steps into the passage and heard no more.